call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on, man? Another episode of the Big Homie's House. Got some homies in the building. Big Homie JoJo. Big Homie Sunny. First time.
First time.
How you feeling?
Feeling good, man.
Okay, cool. Well, this all started off of just, you know, me ranting on social media, but we're going to talk about that. We still going to talk about that.
Definitely.
But to kick things off on the porch, I got to talk about this Drake album that's generating so much discussion. JoJo, have you finished it?
Of course.
Sunny, have you finished it?
I've listened to a few. I got some personal things going on with that album, so. I fuck with Drake.
Well, about the, not just the album, but I feel like the discourse around it, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people just found out that they're old.
Yeah.
What you mean?
A lot of people that don't like the album because it has a lot of younger elements to it. Like, you got people like Tizo Touchdown on it, you got Sexy Red featured on it, Yachty on it, and it has, they say that he's not catering to his older fan base. But I think that translates to, y'all want to hear him talk, rap about some old nigga shit.
Yeah.
I don't think that it has anything to do with him want to rap about some old nigga shit. I just think that times have changed, and you know, when you make music, you gotta make music for what's appealing to what's gonna sell.
Definitely.
And if that's what's gonna sell, then do that. That's your job, to do that, to sell albums. And if you're a Drake fan, a true Drake fan, he can put out the most trash album in the world and it's still gonna be the best album to you. Yeah. And that's just facts. Like, it is. I'm not saying that this album is trash. I love Drake.
The album's not trash. No, it's a good album.
I listen to like bits and pieces and I'm like, what y'all niggas talking about?
That's exactly the type of like that.
It's so
400,000+ like in the first week.
Well, I haven't even heard anybody say like what you're saying. I haven't even heard that.
Joe Budden went on his podcast last week and made a lot of statements.
You're talking about Joe Budden.
Exactly. Joe Budden is a premier voice.
We can't say
Joe Budden and treat him like Joe Budden the rapper. Joe Budden the rapper and Joe Budden the podcaster.
Come on, he's still a very inspirational guy, and he definitely, like, Drake has used his flow, you know what I mean?
In beginning
Drake music.
When we saying Joe Budden, I'm saying that because, like, he be trolling.
Nah, Joe Budden.
We
really,
all troll a little.
Joe Budden, I think he gave his real sincere thoughts on the album.
I'm a Gemini, so I understand both sides. I understand people be like, oh, I mean, he's too young, and I also understand, you know, his point, you know, the point of view where he is selling records. You feel what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's selling an idea
and a theme. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if we gonna really break it down, just deeper than actually records. But, you know, everybody entitled to their opinion. But,
well, let's just ask this question. If you are an artist, how many demographics are there out there? Just think about all of the demographics that are out there.
You want to hit them all.
Okay, but do you know how many, you trying to
That's
tell
hard.
Me with what, how many songs he had? 23? How many songs he had on there? With all of these songs, you're telling me that he's supposed to hit every single demographic?
Well, I don't like super long albums anyway.
I would love
a super long album from Drake. I don't give a damn. I want to hear nothing but Drake.
I love Chris Brown, but even when he dropped that long ass album, I ain't going to cap it down.
Yeah.
I listened to a few. This shit my homies worked on.
Which one, Views?
I'm talking about Chris Brown when he dropped that long ass album.
Oh, the one that just came out.
Chris Brown.
Yeah, I mean, so it's just like, but personally, I don't really listen to a lot of music because I do music. I don't really like to get too influenced by mm-hmm. stuff. I watch a lot of TV. I'm a TV, a podcaster person.
Okay,
I listen to music when it's needed. Right, in my opinion,
I feel that because that's like since you into the music, it's more like that's work.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So you be trying to get a break from
it. I get a break
it.
And I watch TV. But that's why a lot of my music be like based off TV shows and stuff like that. So, yeah. But I love Drake, man. He was one of my favorite rappers.
Drake is definitely at the top of my list because I like Kanye too, but Kanye ain't dropped nothing recently.
Yeah, so. Kanye, yeah. Wayne, Drake, Jeezy. Mm-hmm.
And Drake, if you think about all the names you just named, Drake got a longer run than all of them.
All of them. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know about Wayne. We ain't
Wayne?
Kanye too. No,
we talking about runs. Kanye runs.
Man, Wayne, y'all is the everybody is Wayne's. Look at me. Everybody is Wayne's children.
No,
child.
I'm not. You're not wrong. That. I'm talking about their peak.
Yeah, because sometimes people they'll like, for instance, Wayne will like introduce somebody, and then he'll if Drake which he did. He took off.
Yeah.
Right? For a long ass time, and he's still going.
Yeah.
You know, but we're trying to say, like, did Wayne's journey...
His run.
See... Wayne, this
goes
was,
that long,
and it did. But at one point, Wayne did lose his core fans too when they start doing the auto tune and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he got into like, a whole different thing.
Exactly, I listened to Wayne when Wayne was bar. When I start like fading away from Wayne a little bit, when the hell was it?
When he started
doing
after
you know,
Cardi
auto
after Cardi 3.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So and then, but Drake has he that's when Wayne was like kind of do the auto tune when things were shifting, so he shifted with it. I don't think his shift was as good as Drake's shift. His shift.
That's because
he goes in every.
Carter 4 and Carter 5 did not hit as hard as Carter 3.
Me?
So I can't consider Carter 4 and Carter 5 a part of Wayne's run.
You feel me?
Every song and album Drake drops.
Yeah.
And I hate that this guy's about to catch a stray. But I feel like Drake can make a hit with anybody.
He can.
Smiley was not a good rapper. And that song charted. Over the top charted.
He hasn't flopped yet, you're right. But you stay in this shit long enough, is this going to be the album that Drake flops with? If it is, oh, the fuck well. You think Drake really gives
this
a fuck?
This album didn't
Drake
flop.
Exactly. It didn't flop. So it's just like, like most artists, you know, you see a lot of the runs that Cardi been going on. It's like everybody want a second album. A lot of artists kind of scared to flop because usually your second album, the flop album. Chris Brown had a flop album. You in the game long enough, you're going to have a flop album. Drake has not had a flop album. It seemed like they trying to market this one as it.
They're trying to push. They're trying
to
create
push
that narrative.
That this is a flop album, but no, it's not.
Man, please. Drake is tied with Drake Michael Jackson with number one hits on Billboard. What is it?
Most number ones with 13.
Yeah.
He tied them.
Yeah. Come on, bro.
He knows he's great. But also, I feel like if we're looking at just the trend of rap, right? Because a lot of people said, Drake need to be acting like Jay-Z was at 36. Well, at 36, Jay-Z dropped Kingdom Come. And that wasn't a great album.
No, like, everybody got that album that everybody be like, nah, that ain't the one. And it's just like, you know, I'm just talking strictly music, nothing with people's personal music.
Exactly. This is strictly musical opinions.
Strictly music. Just like R. Kelly, though. He was able to withstand all the changes. This thing was out since, like, the late 80s to the 90s to the 2000s. You know what I mean? Because he was able to shift strictly music, nothing personal. Because if it was personal, I wouldn't bring the nigga up.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? But just you have to be able to shift with the times in order to create that longevity.
But they want Drake to make old nigga music, and niggas is not listening to old niggas.
My just go listen to the old shit that he
first
dropped.
First of all, who cares what y'all want? Like, I don't give a damn. Like,
it's
don't
a vocal minority.
Like,
those niggas that want the hip hop shit also want free tickets to the nigga show. They text them for free tickets.
But they don't support the music that they say they want to hear. Like,
exactly. They don't support
the
music.
Do not stream like Drake.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't personally, like, music today isn't music how it was back in the day, like our type of music that we love, Drake or whoever artist that you like or that you look up to or whatever. And just like our parents, the music is not the same to them either. Our music wasn't the same to them. Music changes. Yes. That's what happens. So you can't expect for you to want to hear something that you heard 10 years ago to hear today. Times are fucking changing. If you want to listen to that music, be that old nigga or that old female in that house listening to that old ass music when you're cleaning the house. Point blank, period. You're going to have to go back to the past. You're going to have to go back to some old music if you want those old music vibes. I do it all the time. I rarely listen to new music.
Yeah.
All my music is older music. Like my time. Music that I grew
up to. You feel me?
Like,
it's just too much
the
music.
The actual verbiage they use is they want his music to be more mature. That's what they said. They want it to be more mature. But
okay,
y'all don't listen to that. And how are you going to make more? How are you going to make different music when your music is based on the type of lifestyle that you currently live in?
How you
going
to tell this grown ass man how to make his music and how you know how he living his life? Like, he living a whole nother life than you.
He's still living
shit
like that.
He living some shit that you ain't never, ever, ever, ever going to experience, that you ain't never even going to understand his experience. So when he rapping about it and talking about it, you ain't never going to get it anyway. So you need to find somebody else that you're going to relate to. So get you some fucking Blueface, turn that shit on, and tune in. The fuck?
No,
exactly.
For real. Yes, Drake, like I said, I've been listening to Drake since that nigga, like before Comeback Season. My first time I heard Drake was like his record called Share. years ago. I was in high mm-hmm. school and the nigga was still playing on Degrassi. I'm like, y'all niggas need to listen to him. Niggas like, nah, ain't nobody listening to that nigga. So it's
that's
just like,
it was with
my,
me too.
You feel me? My mm-hmm. love for Drake really runs deep. He's the reason I rap the way I rap in a lot of ways. But you have to be able to shift with the culture. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's still, he's still bar heavy. You feel what I'm saying?
And also a yeah, lot of
very heavy.
A lot of older rappers do try to shift with the culture. It's not like Drake is wrong for doing it.
Yes.
He just does it successfully.
Exactly. Like I said, even
and then people
Lil Wayne didn't make that shift successfully
because
you feel
he thought
what
he
saying?
Had to. Because but now we're seeing Wayne. And this new shit, he's
back
realizing
in his shit.
He's back doing
he
what Wayne does.
When you are
the when you are the culture, you get to do whatever you get.
Yes.
You get to do whatever you
he's
want. That's why Drake is doing all this stuff, but he's still doing Drake. Drake is not. Drake is his own category.
Exactly. It really
Drake
is
his own category.
This nigga got a fucking what's the genre? Like he done dropped the whole album where he's spitting like a London rap. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? He
exactly.
knows. He's a songwriter.
He's
versus
everywhere.
A rapper, I feel that's like. You know what I mean? When you're a songwriter, you got to shift and mold into different shapes to make a fucking record.
So do you think, like, there's too much stock put into artists that use writers?
I think just everybody's in everybody's business because writers never, it's not a new thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's something that's been around forever. And I personally, as a writer and an artist, I remember before I started writing, I'm like, oh, niggas that got writers, not rappers for real. But it's like when you are creating music for the masses, for the people, why not involve the people? And you know what I mean? In that. And when you go to a studio session, it's about 10 niggas in there. You hear what I'm saying? Like, it very seldom is it an artist just in there with the engineer. Like, in L.E., he, you know what I mean? He'll be in there by himself, but he still got writers as well. You feel mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Everybody now, a lot of niggas is not writing, won't let you write their verses. But as far as a hook idea, hell yeah, because you want the hook is what's going to hook people in.
Yeah.
So, but like, yeah, I don't know. Shit, you need a writer, holler at me.
Okay. I don't think there's nothing wrong with having a writer. Like, I think people care, like, people care too damn much.
Too much.
And what you not understanding is like, before I say that, I will definitely feel some type of way if I found out that most of Drake's bars came from somebody else.
We found that out already, and he's still number one.
I don't know.
I think what matters is the finished product.
Yeah.
The finished product matters. So if people aren't included in on that, then it's really, it don't matter.
I'm really thinking about it. Like, I really will feel some.
He tied with Michael Jackson.
I respect it, but I will feel some type of way because I'm like, I get how people feel because it's like, now I'm rocking with you because of some of the things that you're saying and it's making sense to me in my life. And I'm fucking with you for that. But you're not even saying that. So, like, you're not even real. You're not even true.
You're
like,
fucking,
no,
you're fucking with, the, you're fucking with the, paint, the painting that's being painted. I don't look at a painting and wonder, if one, did one person really paint
I
all this?
I wonder who made that stroke on the right. Because that's the stroke that I relate to.
Who's the inspiration behind this?
When
I don't give a fuck. This shit look
writers,
good.
No,
we
that's
are
different.
In,
someone's talking. Someone's talking to you. They're singing to you.
I see what you're saying.
That's like a therapy. That's like if somebody come up. That's just like if someone comes up and they're an advocate for something and they're like, we don't eat meat. Yeah. And everyone's like, yeah, we don't eat meat. We love you. We don't eat meat. And then you find out that this person is smashing on some ribs.
Yo.
You gonna feel some
but
kind
no,
of way.
So you can't even relate it to that because when you are in a studio with the artist, you are having a conversation before y'all even get into the music making point.
So
it's
like,
literally a therapy session in there. We ain't in there just like.
So it's not like, here, I'm gonna write these lyrics and this is what
send
you're gonna
it
say.
To you. No, and
it's like this is what I'm going through. This is my life. So it's like on some AI type shit.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, writers is like AI, honestly. It's
you
feed us what you need, what you've been going through, what you wanna talk about, what's new. What it is, what it ain't, type shit, and they do what they do. And like I said, there's many cases where, like, writers will send the A&Rs, the hooks, hook ideas, top lines, and shit like that. But the artists, they be like, all right, cool, I got the verse. And even if you write a whole song for an artist, they're gonna switch that shit up. They ain't gonna like do it work. Some people will do it work, like mostly singers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But a lot of people end up switching it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
It's just like a cookbook. You see a recipe, you follow it, but you still gonna add your little. You gonna
definitely
be like, this shit don't say add no onion powder, but you
gonna
know,
like,
black people will be
enough,
add.
That ain't enough
onion,
seasoning.
You know what I mean? Little onion powder, garlic powder.
One tablespoon of pat. Now we need 2 tablespoons. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, let writers and rappers coexist. And I feel like that shit
honestly
really just be tearing the industry apart
niggas
in unneeded ways. Because the only person really upset about that shit be fans who wasn't supposed to be in this shit.
You ain't supposed to know that anyway. Because if you look at the credits, like just and niggas wrote Michael Jackson song, but that take away from his legacy and what he does.
Exactly. But then you have artists like Michael Jackson, artists like Chris Brown, artists like Drake that will write for other people.
Exactly. Exactly.
So is it if it's a subtraction because he had writers, is it an addition because he write for other people?
Exactly. He's wrote. You know, my favorite shit, Drake 0 to 100. They say that was originally, I think, for Diddy or something like that. But that beat or whatever, but yo, 0 to 100. Don't act like this nigga ain't got bars. Like after a while, I realized when you're an artist and you moving and shaking, like I've been moving and shaking for the last month. I ain't been to the studio not once. You feel what I'm saying? It's just like that. I want to create, but it's like I'm just moving and shaking. Yeah. At this point, shit, I'm like, nigga, send me a hook idea. You know what I mean? So I can go from there. But yeah, I advocate for multiple people in the studio when you create music. It's fun. You know what I mean? I want everyone's opinions. Like, what you think? How you feel about this? Like, oh, I like that, but I would probably switch this bar to that. But, all right, bet. Because music is a objective, but it's also a collaborative thing. So yeah.
For sure, for sure. So I got a spooky question. You know, we getting close to Halloween. I actually got two, but I'm gonna spin the block on one we asked like a few years ago. What would you rather have? Roaches or ghosts?
Roaches. I grew up with them motherfucker. What happened?
You won't.
I'd rather have roaches than ghosts.
Let me put a.
Exterminate the hoe.
I gotta go get a priest.
You feel me? And then the roach are gonna
non-violent ghosts. Let me put that caveat. Non-violent ghosts.
I'm saying, like, who want to be around ghosts? Like,
what if it's a friendly ghost?
No, I've experienced.
What if it's Casper?
Yeah, Casper.
I've experienced supernatural shit before.
Definitely.
That shit ain't cool, and I experienced roaches before too. That shit ain't cool either. Fuck both of them, really.
Honestly.
All the time.
I'm thinking,
I ain't gonna
bro.
Lie. Them roaches, though, they some savages. I probably would have to go for this ghost.
Me and the ghost gonna have to
come up with an agreement or something.
Like you haunting on the weekdays and you leave me alone on the weekend.
Leave me alone.
You can't tell that to no roach.
The
roach gonna pull up at the most inopportune moment.
For real.
You bring a bitch over. Hey, what's up?
I was about to say
what we doing?
Every black person got the roach eyes. You know, sometimes you just see something crawly, be like, what the fuck?
Roaches is not a roach. Roaches are PTSD.
Yeah, roaches are hard to get rid of, and then you get like scared. Now you traumatized.
Man,
shit,
I
like,
still take a roach over a ghost.
Roach PTSD is real. You ever been chilling or you feel something?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
start feeling like that nigga for Friday, Chris Tucker.
I'm gonna have to say, I ain't gonna lie, yeah, because I didn't experience. I didn't experience some roaches to the. I seen some shit.
Yeah, is it infested?
No, or I just like a roach that was like a roach family. Family.
Yeah, not. I don't want to say infested because infested is bad.
I'll take a violent
ghost over roach infestation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Infestation, give me that ghost.
Give me the goddamn ghost.
Give me the spirit. I got insane.
We got spirits following us anyway.
But shit, oh fuck. Dead ass. Yeah, but in Atlanta, everybody got them damn roaches.
I was just about to say that. Like I said, I grew up with roaches.
Everybody got that shit.
Them motherfuckers must not be in Buckhead.
Yeah, them motherfuckers
They there too.
But because I grew up with them, I do everything not to have them.
Not to have them. No, I did that. Yeah. She'd be like,
I do everything not to have them.
Yeah.
No, have y'all ever seen a roach in the fridge?
Hell.
Yo, that is the roach in the fridge.
They'll be dead in the fridge. They'd be like
a roach in the fridge. No, I seen when I was alive. A roach in the fridge and a roach in your car is two signs you a dirty motherfucker.
No, I was just talking to my dad today. This nigga was like, man, I got this bitch car. She got roaches in the car, Sonny. And I done been with a bitch out one time. I was with the woman. I'm sorry, not the car. You know, but one time, like I was at my mama's house. We had roaches. Like I said, we grew up with a motherfucker. She spent the night. Motherfucking roach fell on Shawty. We was asleep.
Wait, somebody.
It fell on her.
The roach fell on.
Fell somebody. From the sky onto her face. I was like, damn.
Party's
she,
over.
She was up.
She still fuck. Yeah, I think she was. I think woke up. She like woke up like in a panic and shit. But they separate the real bitches from the ones that there with that gonna fuck with
like,
you.
If somebody come over and there's a roach at your crib, do you really judge them for leaving?
I think one girl ain't let me hit because it was roaches. But it's like, girl, this is my mama. This ain't even me. This we in my room. I try to keep it clean. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep it clean.
If she had left, would you have judged her?
Nah, I don't give a fuck. You win some, you lose some.
If a nigga come on your crib, you got roaches, you judge him for leaving?
Hell no, I wouldn't even invite a nigga over to my house. I really, you hear me?
I was young. This is the only place I could fuck. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, hey, man, we going to get it. You know what I'm saying? But once I got older, yeah, we're going to the hotel. When young, you figuring it
it's
out.
There's certain mm-hmm. shit you don't even do. Though, now, you get. Like, I ain't yes. fucking in no car no more. I got a, yeah, I got a nah, whole apartment.
Too big.
I got a whole apartment now.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers still be trying, hey, we can do it. No, we can't.
Yeah, we can.
In the car?
Yeah.
I done fucked in the car last year. Yes, it's a great time.
Hell no. Nah.
We you too big for it. That's why. Damn. Your big ass gonna get stuck.
I did it last, like, when I got a little bigger, and I was like, yo, this is a little different, baby. I don't think I can throw that strap on you like I used to. I was in that
I don't got no room for the strokes.
I was sweating.
What time of year was it? What time of year, season?
Around this time last year.
Oh, so mm-hmm. the windows was fogging up and shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We had to get out that motherfucker and people was
it's
coming.
Nothing, I love some good car sets.
Yes. Hell no, I'm too old.
I'm little as fuck. Yeah. Well, I'm probably not. I'm still little. Yeah.
You better not be having no car sex right now.
That's how they happen.
Exactly.
Me and my girl.
This was actually hotel sex.
See what I'm saying? Hotel, car sex.
Hotel is leaving in.
Yeah.
This was definitely hotel. Well, he always left it in, but this was hotel. This was hotel sex, though.
Me and my girl was chilling at the crib, and she was like, let's go drive around and fuck. I'm like, okay, go. Mm-hmm. Let's fucking go. You feel me? She's like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I love her.
I love car sex.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
I'm so little, I can actually, like, me and my man, I literally would sit on him while he drives.
I seen that meme, and it was like, why haven't I risked my life like this yet? I can't do that one because I'm just a little bit too big.
But. Well, he's big, but I'm small. I'm super small.
Small girls want to fuck
everywhere. I like thick women, so that's not gonna work for me.
Treehouse.
Let's go fuck on this bridge.
Yeah, like I don't know.
We both 200 plus, baby. I'm 300 plus. She 200 plus. It's not gonna work. He is not sitting in my.
Baby, we gonna need a goddamn.
You gonna fuck up my transmission in this motherfucker? We gonna be scraping all types of highway. Hell nah. Me and the thick. Hell no.
Oh my God.
Nah. Hell nah. So no. Mm-mm. But my ghost question was actually two part. Cause what if you found out your crib was being haunted by like somebody you knew, like somebody you was close to? Would you get like? Would you? What's the word? Would you exercise that or would you let them rock?
Are they haunting me and they're dead?
Oh, yeah, they mad at me
and I know them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck them.
They mad. I know. I'm like, is it an op?
No, it's somebody you know, like somebody
like
you
my
love.
Dog.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, if I'm getting an exorcist or somebody to come, like, I'm trying to put your ass to rest.
That's
like,
what
like,
I'm saying.
If
like,
it's
do
my
you
dog,
let,
like,
yeah.
if you go to hell, like if you go
me,
to heaven,
like
they ain't
me.
Nothing
like,
doing
if
me.
It,
that's you.
If it was my granny, like, my granny came and, like, was just there.
I'll rock with that. I feel like, hey, shit, they in here right now already. You hear me?
I hope not. I hope.
Grandma,
I hope,
like, baby, I'm here for you.
I hope not. So if it was somebody you love, would you... exercise that person.
Man, I let them rock. Yeah, man. If it's someone I love and they love me, I'm going to let them rock.
I'm going to say no. Like, that's some real trauma-ass shit. Like, you got to let that shit go. You got to let these people go. Like, let that spirit go. They still always going to be there. But for them to just be there and you allowing it, I think that that's, like, some mental shit you got going on.
Shit, might be, boy, because death is a motherfucker. I still, like, can't comprehend that. Like, damn, motherfucker gone forever.
No, for real. Yeah, I be wondering, like, you know what I mean? Like,
especially lately. Lately, that shit been really heavy on my mind. It's just a lot that's been going on. Everybody needs to just stay prayerful, like, for sure. Because it's like, damn, like, people, time is... I don't know if people is realizing, but time is going by fast.
People dying today that they never died before.
Nah, for real. That's, yeah. Yeah. Death is crazy.
So you exercising your family ghost?
Yeah, for sure. Because, like.
She said, granny got to get the fuck.
Yeah, fuck. No, I know. Granny. Like, after all the $5 I slipped
she
you.
She called the Ghostbusters on granny.
Yeah, like, granny, I'm trying to get you where you got to go. Like, I don't know why you ended up stopping here. But you need to go be at peace.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, we all are spirits having a human experience. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, do I want to be trapped on this motherfucker when I'm gone? Hell no. Take me to the upper room.
That's why people, like, when they be on their deathbed, they be like, I'm tired.
Yes.
Like, they don't be like, I'm tired, so they could still be stuck in this motherfucker flying around and shit.
Yeah,
no.
True.
I'm trying to rest for eternal life.
Now we're entering big homie conspiracy era because I don't because I my mind can't even comprehend like what happened when you die. You just black out and like
I don't right. It was some nigga that went viral. He was saying like death was the most peaceful thing. He died and then came back and then we came back. He was mad because like damn, I got to deal with this realm again. Like fuck this shit.
Yeah, where does your consciousness go? I can't imagine like consciousness just stop.
Like yeah, that's my thing with death. Like what. happens.
Well, that's where, you know, that's when your spirituality comes into play.
But even as adults, we got to have a serious conversation because, like, hell, okay, what is hell? Is hell physical?
Because
you feel pain because of physical things.
Do you really want to know what hell is? I don't want to
know. I
want to know
what heaven is.
I don't want to know.
Neither exists at this point.
I don't want to know what heaven is. I mean, not heaven, hell. I don't want to know what hell is.
What the hell going on?
They say, okay. they say this is hell. So it's
it
like,
might be ass. Because the Falcons ain't winning shit. And that might be. That I really do think sometimes I do be in hell because my favorite football team ain't never going to win shit.
I ain't never going to win shit, ever.
Imagine liking something so much. And it ain't never going to, like...
Never going to happen.
You know, I just had this conversation.
It feel like hell.
Listen, I told my dude, I said, you know what, bro? Like, nah, I'm good. I'm good on the Cowboys, bro. Like, I'm just going to have to find a different team, bro. I'm done. He like...
You said that this year?
Yeah.
Y'all be having faith, though.
He said, exactly.
Cowboy fans.
He was like... Bro, if you giving up on the Cowboys, that mean I ain't got no chance. And I'm like, you damn right, because if anything make me stop fucking with the Cowboys, like, it's over with everybody. Everybody getting cut off. I can't cut them motherfuckers off to save my fucking life.
Damn.
They ain't winning shit, but they got to win something. I conceived in Dallas. Like, it's just only right that we do that. We going to have a winning season.
But you got a, so you got a little Cowboy baby.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you get them some Falcons gear.
No, for real.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
Burn that shit.
Anywho, Sonny the motherfucking rapper.
Yeah, what's happening?
Nah, you got mad at me because I was talking about motherfuckers need to pay. Hold on. Let me start this camera so we can. Hold on. So, yeah, I said motherfuckers need to pay.
Motherfuckers need to pay.
Pay for what?
Artists for media,
motherfuckers need to pay.
If we got big homie's house,
mm-hmm.
and I said, if it don't make sense, nigga, gotta pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand if it don't make sense. I think I didn't see that part.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I seen if it don't.
What make sense. What was your response to what I initially said though?
I was saying, what did I say? I be saying so much shit.
No, okay. Well, basically, the idea was that I said if somebody reaches out and we don't got no relationship, you got to pay.
Okay, all right, cool. My thing was, I was like, I felt like Atlanta was like one of the main places trying to charge niggas for fucking press. And I'm like, y'all, Atlanta not even the biggest motherfucking press hub. You know
and we
mean?
Not. That's why we charge it. Shit. Every big media platform in Atlanta came up because they was just popping. Like,
yeah.
It's not like we don't got no XXL. We don't got no Complex. We don't got no, like, any major media thing. We don't got.
But there's some shit out here.
Yeah.
Like who?
Revolt.
That just got out here. Like,
I'm just saying, but that's one. Revolt's out here.
That's okay. So
Pandora.
That's one.
See, my thing was get the money from them or get the money from ads or get the money from brand partnerships.
We get it from both of them.
Yeah, you feel me?
This is my take on that. It's just kind of like, what's the... If you're an artist and you asking me to use my platform for exposure...
That I built up by myself. We got to put that in there.
For exposure. The thing is at some point, it's going to get to a point to where it's like, I fuck with... artists, I fuck with indie artists, but I'm not finna just keep fucking with all these indie artists because at some point
you water down your tiring. Shit.
No, yes, that okay.
It gets tiring. You start watering down your own brand. Now people start thinking that they can bring any and everybody to you with at any given moment.
And I think that's the worst feeling too. For people to feel like and as inclusive as we have been, it do feel like damn.
Like for instance.
Anybody can come on this motherfucker?
Like, for instance, there are some people that we fuck with, like record label reps or just people in the industry that we fuck with, you know? And they have artists to come in. Now, they'll have an artist. I don't know who the fuck this artist is.
Yeah.
But you want us to put them on our platform. Okay, cool. Because, you know, we fuck with you. That's no issue. No problem. Then you do it again. Okay, cool, no problem. Then you do it again. Okay, cool, no problem. Now you got a big ass artist come in, like, I don't want to say no artist because then somebody may think that I'm being like specific, but like
I said,
what? Like just any like big ass artist, Future, for example. Then you got Future and you don't bring him here.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But then you bring everybody else. Yeah. So it's kind of like, nigga, what the fuck? So who the fuck is we? Like,
exactly.
So now, nigga, fuck you and fuck all of them, because I'm doing this at off GP for you, because I don't even know these people.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm really learning these people as I'm interviewing them, but I'm doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So like after a while, like, so I'm wasting, there's so much other shit that I could be doing. Yeah. Like, we do so much shit as like content creators and influencers and personalities. We got so much shit that we got to do. So much shit.
And also, to her point, you'll do all that and the person don't even promote or support it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the person that you did it, the person that you did it with, like the person, like the artist, whoever the artist is. So you put them on your platform.
Yeah.
They won't even put it on their damn shit.
That's crazy.
They'll put it on their story, like, oh, yeah, at the radio station. Yeah. Won't tag, won't do no shit like that. Like, listen, bro, let me explain something to you. I don't even know you. I don't want to do this shit. And you're not finna just be having us out here looking crazy. So now at this point, like, I kind of feel what you're saying. Like, yeah, it's some people that you do fuck with, small businesses or people with nonprofit organizations or even some indie artists. That's cool every so often. But after a while, I can't see a person getting upset that now they're starting to charge because they have a service.
Yeah.
Because people see it as a service and then they start using it and ringing you out.
Yeah.
Dry.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why not? Because I can. Why not? Yeah. Niggas ain't gonna try to. It's like that. Everybody want us to be the ones that's like, okay, yeah, let's. Okay, so why can't the person on the opposite side be like, well, you know what? I see what you're doing for me or whatever, and I fuck with the platform. This. Like, let me throw you some. No, niggas is gonna take advantage of that shit every chance they get.
Yeah, niggas will take advantage.
And that comes a part of being in Atlanta, because we do have some of the most accessible shit here.
Yes.
It ain't another city. Like, you can't go to LA and just walk up on T.I.
Nah, yeah, you can't.
In Atlanta, you can catch a nigga on Peachtree.
You hear me? Real quick.
And he'll have a conversation with you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying when I.
So yeah, I see what you're saying when you break it down. You feel what I'm saying? I definitely see where you're coming from, and I feel like, you know, it also opens up that conversation that was like going viral. It was like, what they say, it's the difference between aspiring artists, independent artists, and signed artists. Like, some aspiring artists feel like they're independent, but independent, like, I'm independent. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I invest and I get shit back into it, and I'm like, shit, I'm fucking moving and shaking. I'm not aspiring. I don't just got one song and I'm like, this the song. I'm constantly putting music out. You feel me? So I feel what y'all saying. It's just like so many people. And then you showed me the DMs personally. And it's not a professional, like, hi, an introduction. This is what I'm doing. This is what I got going on. See, me, I'm thinking everybody coming how I'm coming.
They hell no. Nah, niggas is so so entitled. Yeah. And that be the shit I was just telling him the other day. I'm like, bro, I hate when a motherfucker come to you and ask you for help.
Yeah.
And then when you be willing to help them, they like, all right, well, I'm going to charge you to help you.
Yeah.
Or I feel entitled to, like, be on your show type shit.
Yeah.
Like, where do y'all
put
get
me
this
on, put
money?
Me on the show.
Put me on the show.
AB, bro, I got goddamn singing the street, fucking with goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
It don't even be that. Like, that verbiage be cool. It don't even be that. Like, cool, like, motherfucker come up to us like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with me, I got da, 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 da. You know, bet. That's what's up. It be the motherfuckers that be on some like, nigga, why the fuck I'm not on there? You should have been put me on there type of thing. Like, y'all wild. Like, you know what I mean, Kodak?
Who are these niggas?
Like, who are these niggas?
Who are these niggas?
Like, bro, you have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. So you have
crazy ass people that feel like that they need to.
We still on the come up. So we still like, it's even, you probably seen my story on Instagram. I was like, do not DM me for shit. Talk to Tiana.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have them conversations with niggas, because everybody feels like, and there is no such thing. Like you said, it's aspiring, independent, and you said, what's the third?
Signed.
Yeah, mainstream. In Atlanta, independent and aspiring be the same
shit. Yeah, they be like, you know what I mean? Because niggas work harder, not smarter. So I feel what y'all saying. I know y'all get hella DMs about stupid ass shit.
And my thing is,
artists do not take criticism on their music or approach. Well.
No, you a hater.
Like with the shit that happened at the Gucci Man shit yesterday.
What?
a nigga just started rapping for Gucci at the signing at the thing for his new album. I'm like, and I'm in the comments on Instagram saying like, this is a way to do it, and y'all think this is shooting your shot. It's not. No, this is not gonna work for anybody in 2023.
Yeah,
you going up to somebody just rapping. People don't get. We already dealing with shit that we have to do already.
We just real people.
We already dealing with shit. So you want us to take on your shit as well. And when we don't want to take on extra shit, now we're the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we already have 100 things that we have to deal with, but we won't take on 101.
Yeah.
Damn, fuck me.
Yeah, it really is just like how people just expect, like, oh, you supposed to. Like, don't get us wrong. Yes, we do fuck with people.
We do.
We fuck with people. Like, we do.
Fuck with who fuck with us, though.
I can tell shit, because I'm sitting here. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all fuck with folk. Yeah. And, like, PR is something that is paid for. You know what I'm saying? Press is something that is paid for. Like, shit, signed artists, they get budgets. They got the marketing budget. They got their press budget. They got their video budget, the music, the studio budget. You know what I'm saying? Well, so I understand completely where y'all coming from. And it's just like, a lot of people think they there when they really not there.
They not there.
So they'll hit you up. Like, I don't hit people up until I know it's time for me to hit them up on that shit. A couple years ago, I would never hit y'all up because it's like, I ain't finna have no nigga laugh in my face. I got pride too. I'm very prideful. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, I ain't gonna come. I come correct. Now I'm a Gemini. But I got a lot of Leo in my chart. My rising is a Leo.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, I'm always gonna come correct every time. But a lot of people, they don't give a fuck. Like you said, it's a lot of entitlement. And I used to have that entitlement as well. Because, like, man, I'm supposed to be doing I done piped up on a couple folk. But that I did. You know what I mean? When I piped up, it was a reason. Like, yeah, I did deserve to be there. Like, I'd have piped up on A3C on Twitter one time.
Yeah.
And then they would DM me, we reached out to you. You ain't reached back. I'm like, y'all hit up an old email. Just as quick as you sending this DM, you could have sent the DM. Yeah. I mean, that's why A3C was a thing.
Yeah.
And then, no, and now it's non-existent.
Yeah. Nah, you're right. You're right.
I personally.
And we feel the same way.
Yeah. I personally feel, I don't know about A3C. I don't know. I'm not coming.
But we're not talking about A3C. We're talking about just in general.
Oh, in general, yeah. What was I saying?
She was saying how she felt slept on by.
Oh, okay. I feel like if someone is sleeping on you, then let them sleep on you. Don't get angry about it. Like, if you're an indie artist and you hit me up in my DMs and I never responded to you, or you emailed me and I never responded to you, and you feel like I slept on you, then leave it at that. Like, and then use me in your story when you get older. Oh,
to be honest, I probably did. If I didn't respond, I didn't see the value.
Like, okay, that's fine. But you got, and I'm gonna take the L, and you gonna take, like,
when you blow up, fuck me then.
Yeah, like, it is what it is. I don't intentionally do things on purpose. But at the same time, I'm getting to a point to where, me personally, I'm getting to a point to where I'm starting to realize, like, oh shit. I am somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I am somebody that people want to sit down and talk to.
Definitely.
I am someone that people need to sit down and talk to, just because of the industry that I'm in. And so I'm also starting to notice that there are some people that are starting to, you know, respect that. And I'm starting to look at it like, you can't let people water down your brand. That's just what it is. You just cannot allow them to do that. You know what you got going on. You can't help every indie artist. You could try as much as you can, and it's never going to be enough. I had somebody contact me, and they wanted to do a music review. They wanted me to, like, review their music.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to do it on Zoom because they're not in Atlanta. And they wanted to use that Zoom on their personal page, like their Instagram, their Facebook, their website, and shit like that. Like, they want me to do that. But the thing is when he came at me with it, and was like, how much would that be?
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, because who finna be doing that?
Yeah.
Like, who finna be reviewing music? Who finna be on Zoom talking to you for like 20, 30 minutes? Like,
I told her to charge.
For your own. Because
you do
got to
pay.
You do got
to pay your dues, too. So I totally, you have to pay your dues. I done paid, like, a lot of bread. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I feel like I am where I am.
I'm saying that to say, that man, when he contacted me, knew, like, I had a worth. Yes, that he was willing to pay.
Yes,
he was willing to pay.
Yeah,
to basically have some type of clout.
Yes.
On his page.
Yes,
mm-hmm. And so I'm saying that to say that he realized that. So why the fuck you can't realize that?
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You're using me. You're purposely like contacting me because you need my platform. Yeah. You need to use my platform. So why can't you, you know, respect like, hey, you gonna have to pay me for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Some people do gotta pay, you feel what I'm saying? Definitely. I get it, you feel what I'm saying?
That's all I was saying.
I get it. Now me, I'm one of the one, you know what I'm saying? Like,
But it makes sense.
Like you said, when it makes sense. Yes, when it makes sense, it'll eventually make dollars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but if it don't make sense, you're going to have to come about them dollars.
It got to be.
And that's just what it is.
It got to be something.
You got to pay them dues,
because
baby.
I know, because you already telling me what you want. Because
you're trying to jump the gun anyway. You're not even really ready to be on my platform. It's like, baby, you're going to have to buy.
But when they come up with, oh, I got this project coming out, I'm trying to promote. Oh, you're trying to promote.
Oh, you got a promotion budget.
Oh. Oh, no, I just wanted to come kick. Nah, buddy.
You already said the
you
word.
You already told me what you're trying to do.
And I feel bad. I do feel bad sometimes for people. Like, I can't personally help everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't. I can't repost everybody's shit. Yeah. You have to understand, like, I'm a business. He's a business. We're influencers. We get paid to post on our social media. You know, we get paid to sit down and talk to some people. Like, we get paid to pull up.
Yeah.
Just not even to get on a microphone. We get paid to pull up.
Yeah.
Just to be in the building.
Yeah.
So, you just got
to
respect that.
It took a lot to get here, too.
Yeah, I already know it.
Go back to our previous, like, we got hella people that's on there, like indie artists or people that's working on certain shit, people that we fuck with, you know. If you fucking with us, we are fucking with you 1,000%.
Yeah.
Like, hands down. If you've been rocking with us, we rocking with you. We not going to stop rocking.
Like, and that really the Atlanta way. That way everybody love Atlanta. Like, the community in Atlanta. Because if we fucking with you, we mm-hmm. fucking with you. We right. rocking with you. Mm-hmm. And I was just in New York at United Masters, Select Con, shout out United Masters. But it was, you know, it was like a lot of panels and stuff, and it was a couple artists in there and shit. And I was up there because, you know, I'm with United Masters, and I did a partnership with Gotham FC, the women's yeah. soccer team up there and shit. And it was a lot of artists in there, so I was like, damn. And, you know, I was up there all day. I'm like, damn, I need some weed, but so I seen a young nigga in the back rolling up. So I went up back there, you know, started chopping it up with him. So they, you know, end up being like some independent art, well, aspiring artist type shit.
Yeah.
And they was just like, man, you know, we at the panels, man, ain't nobody really saying nothing. So I feel them. Cause I done been that artist in the panel, ain't
you
nobody
gonna be on both
saying
sides.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It's just like, don't quit, don't give up, don't stop. And that is honestly the key to success. Don't stop, don't quit. You really gotta keep pushing through. Consistency is the key. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to fuck with these young niggas. Cause you know what I mean? They need that. And they seen cool hair. They gave me a little weed, too. So I was like, all right, cool. I was like, man, I said, bro, pull up your Instagram.
Hey.
You feel me? So they
you
pull
gotta
up.
You got to pay or you got to play.
You feel what I'm saying? Look. You know what I mean? So I was going to pay for the weed. But then once I chopped it up and really gave him game, he was like, bro, you straight. I ain't got it. I was like, all right, man.
Yeah.
I was like, man, let me see your Instagram real quick. So I looked at it. And I said, see, I want to take this shit serious. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's like, why is this picture here? Why this picture there? This shit don't look like, you feel me?
You don't look
it
like
don't
you got
look
motion.
Like you
and
got
it,
no
and
motion.
And it be most people
and
that
know,
be like that.
I already know it.
Hi, I would like to be in radio. And can you help me? Go to
one
Instagram.
One picture.
You
black,
feel me?
Black no, photo.
You feel me?
Not
and
even that.
Like,
booty hole wide open. Like,
yeah, like it hold, don't hold look on, like. Man. I was like, bro, this your resume. And I will not hire you for none of the job that you want. I'm going to
give Booty Hole Brown a chance now.
You're like, hey, Booty Hole Brown,
that's,
make it up.
That's
Kodak,
like, Kodak, you want to use your platform to pull holes, then you do that.
Hey, you hit me? Look, for real. But nah, you just, and I really gave him game, and I know they needed that, but I know they would have been the type, man, we selling our show, all my niggas pulling to the show, we lit. They fucking with it, but it's like, what else? You know what I'm saying? Like, where the growth? Like, why your page look like that? I was like, why you got a, he had a picture sitting on the couch. I was like, why it look like you at your grandma's house taking a picture? Like, this is your artist page, bro. You have to take, look at it like that. You can't, you look at Future shit or look at Lil Baby shit, how they page lay out. This is their resume. You know
oh, yeah,
what I'm
nah,
saying?
But then everybody want to compare themselves to Future and Lil Baby, too. Well, yeah. Future don't post this stuff.
You
well,
can't
Future
say what
is established.
Exactly. But you still got to got that. And I gave him game on, you know, like, you need
now,
some
whether
press.
They take it.
Oh, yeah, they definitely.
It's on you, but. But yeah. I hate when I hate seeing rappers compare themselves to like somebody established. Well, Beyonce don't post Drake. Beyonce's Beyonce. Drake is Drake. Now.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That's true. That's who you
need
should.
To. This is who like you need to be comparing yourself to guys who are who came up in this social media era. Yeah, like people
compare that have been yourself to them, but your layout on your profile, your Instagram should look like you popping. It's easy to make yourself look like you popping on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You need a professional photo shoot. You know what I mean? You need a couple videos, not too many. But yeah, but don't, just because your page look like Beyonce, still carry yourself like that nigga across from you, though. Don't be like, well, my page look like Beyonce. I need to move. Like, nah, you still got to play the game.
Is people nowadays, they lazy. See shit happen. Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. They shit see happen so, they see shit happen so fast. They think that their life can happen like that. Yeah. Motherfuckers are lazy as fuck.
They don't
like,
want
to
work.
They,
it took
they don't
20
do
years
anything.
To be an overnight
they
success.
They don't want to do shit. They feel like if they just pop, and crazy thing is, it can happen like that. You can wake
that's
up
like
one
a
morning.
That's like a 1 in 1 billion.
But listen, though, it can happen. And we're not going to say that it can't, because it can. We done seen people go viral. You don't even know that damn lady with that Gorilla Glue lady. Come
where's
on
she
now.
At now?
What the fuck you mean she making money?
I ain't
she, yeah, she capitalized off that
I'm
shit.
I'm sure she did, but
yeah,
I just
yeah.
I ain't tapped in no more.
She had made her own. She had came up with her own product, some shit.
Her own
up,
glue.
Yeah, like then ended up selling out type shit. Like, we're not gonna say that can't happen. It's just people on the outside looking in when they look at these successful people when they try to compare themselves to them all the time. It'd be because that they just see it. They don't. Yeah. They don't. They see what they allow you to see. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Like you see me and Kodak, and you see us sitting down interviewing with such and such, or hosting the One Music Fest, or hosting the car DJ Envy car show. You see us doing that, but you don't know what the fuck it took
to
for
get
us
there.
To get here.
No, for real. Yeah.
Now, together and individually.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I have my own shit going
exactly.
on here. He got his own shit going on here.
Exactly.
You don't. We don't show you that because we don't have to. Because that ain't the point. You know what I'm saying? And these people now, they think that they could just come in here and just do shit and don't have to put in the work. And then that's where they get frustrated. That's where they get entitled because they're like, well, how the fuck they can do it and I can't? Well, nigga, that's because they has been actually putting in the work that you don't even fucking know about. They know so many people, so many connects.
Come on.
So, man, I've been here, 3 years? And I've been in the industry for a year. Well, here in Atlanta, I've been in the music industry for 4 years, radio industry. But just being in Atlanta, I know so many people, and so many people know me just by me being networking, talking to people, like letting them know like what I'm on, what I'm trying to do. I never came to Atlanta on some bullshit.
Ever.
I never moved to Atlanta on some like I'm on some bullshit.
The biggest part of that is, you know, we come from like in the 90s and the early 2000s, people would say like, oh, you got fake it till you make it. Well, people really don't care about making it no more.
Yeah, people just care about faking it.
They care about looking like it, especially in Atlanta.
Let me tell
that fake
you.
It till you make it thing, it's stupid. It's crazy because I look at it totally different. Me, when someone told me to fake it till you make it, I never looked at it as, ever in my life looked at it as, oh, let me fake that I got these bags or these cars or this nice house and I'm happy and it's like that. That's not the faking that I thought they was talking about. The faking it till you making it for me was fake it like you want to be in this room with these people because there are people in here that you need to know.
Yeah.
Or you having a bad day.
I never looked at it like
that. And you don't
want
people and you having a bad day and you don't want people to know you having a bad day. So you going to fake like you having a
good
day.
That's how I always looked at it.
I never looked at it like that.
Yeah, I never looked at it like the bags. I never really. My fake it
till you make
it. That's
Atlanta's fake it till you make it.
Yeah, my fake it till you make it was the attitude.
Exactly.
Like what I tell myself in my head. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, I'm already there type shit. So
it's probably people that's watching this right now, like we was talking about this last week, bought fake followers, they got fake likes.
Man.
They trying to cast this impression that they are the person that they believe, that they think they are in their head, when that's not reality.
It's not.
And we can tell, like, because we do this shit for a living, we can look at your Instagram and tell your following is fake. You have 200,000 followers, but your reels are only getting 40 views.
Come on now.
And the thing is like, we see it, we notice it and things like that. Your fans are going to be your fans. Like, it is what it is. It's going to be what it is going to be. So for you to make it seem like that you have more, like more following than you do, like, okay, that's fine if that's what you want it to look like. but that shit ain't gonna change. You still gonna have the same amount of people looking at your shit.
Come on.
You still gonna have the same amount of people fucking with you.
Yeah.
That shit ain't doing nothing. That shit ain't doing shit.
I agree. And I feel like you really playing with my intelligence at that point, because you really thought I was gonna believe this shit?
You trying me at this
point. You are trying. You really trying me. Like, you thought that I was gonna go for this.
Like, I'm a peon.
You thought I was gonna see this and be like, oh wow, they popping. They got 200,000 followers.
Yeah, nah, like that check, that blue check don't impress me. I don't got no blue check.
When Mark put that blue check shit out,
yo,
I ain't want it no more.
You feel me? I'm straight on
the
it.
The value of the blue check went down.
It's down. I know niggas that have paid for it. And I know niggas that fake it till you, they do that fake it till you make it shit. And that fake it till you make it shit makes no one wants to fuck with you because they don't know what's real.
Yeah.
They don't know how they can help because everything is so fucking fake. How can I help you when you presenting everything like it's great, but in the real, you begging for somebody to ask for, you know, like, please, someone, please fuck with me. But then on the internet, it's like, I got this shit, hey, this shit running. We don't need nobody. It's only us. Nah, my boy.
I don't think that should be working. Long
I done seen it only. I stunting only stunts your growth.
I done seen it work, though. Like,
I ain't
this girl's company, her business, she had a decent following, but this is how she did it. She had a company, and it was like a clothing line or whatever. She does really good. She did really good shit, and she went and bought her check, and she let everybody know that she bought her check because she wants everybody, when they order from her boutique, she wants them to know that she's legit. Like, she's verified. I'm not a scam.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't want to work with her because they think she's scamming. So she's like, I'm not scamming. This is an actual business.
Yeah.
So it's her business page. So she went and bought her a check for her business page. Then she started making clothes. She started working with Lotto. Was the first person she worked with. She worked with Lotto. Lotto just randomly hit her. She sent her some stuff. And then after that, she bought her followers.
Mm-hmm.
And capitalized off that shit. And that shit ended up working.
But
now she got like sexy red and
as a boutique, I don't think your followers matter. Like,
it do
for some girls, because you can find some,
like, the clothes don't even be expensive. I don't get it. It's not my
girls' clothes don't be expensive. Like, even when I chose this lifestyle, my dad was like, "You sure? It's expensive being a nigga."
That's so
very expensive.
No, yeah, because it's very cheap. You can definitely find some inexpensive clothes for women for sure.
But I feel like that's different. Like, if you're a business,
but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, in that aspect, like, I can understand. But you also have to understand that we're a business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we're buying followers, and you know that blue check is because, and I'll be honest with you, I even thought about a lot of people that's on my team had told me to consider buying the blue check. Like,
yeah,
I hear that all the time.
You need
same
to
here.
Because you're verified. But and the honest reason, because everything that they said made perfect sense.
Yeah.
Honest to God, reason why I didn't is because I have to put my real name
in
my bio.
I was just about to say that. When you buy it,
I'm not doing that.
You have to have your real name.
Yeah, no,
right there. That's
my
how
real
you
name,
can tell.
My real name is whack. So
my real
name is
Sunny.
I don't even want people's weird. So I don't want to have time for people trying to look me up, see if I had a fucking jail history.
They gonna see my mug shots and shit.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, seeing what my damn transcript was in high school and shit. Like, I ain't got time.
I don't want my real name plastered on my Instagram.
Yeah. And I also feel like Instagram and Twitter is definitely different. Because Twitter, I feel like, it's super watered down. Because the people that's lit on Twitter don't even have that shit.
Yeah, but then they say, like, can you only get paid on Twitter when you have to verify?
But so the checks But the checks they giving out really ain't shit.
Yeah, I stopped monetizing. I stopped monetizing my post on my Instagram because, one, they started...
Yeah, they
holding back. No, they started like shadow banning me, I guess, like giving me limited access to views. Like, which is super fucking weird.
At the end of the day, they're a business as well.
Yeah,
and I know people that work at, like, you know, the Trillers, the TikTok, and then once they see that you are a customer, they're not gonna put your shit in front of the people that they used to, because it's like, oh, she's paying now.
Yeah,
continue to get some bread out of her.
Not doing that shit.
Yeah.
So that's why I really just don't like paying for the
I would rather my views be authentic, and I get 20,000, 30,000 views and not get paid, rather than getting 2,000 views and getting $50 from
you. You feel me? Yeah.
I'm not doing that because at the end of the day, I'm trying to build my brand. Yes. Eventually, the money is going to come on its own.
Every
I don't
time,
even have to get it through y'all, really.
And don't.
And most of the money don't even come through Instagram anyway. If you're going to get most of your money, it's going to come from Facebook.
Seriously.
That's where you're going to get the money.
Yeah.
Take your ass to Facebook and take your ass to YouTube.
And for real.
Well, shit. We got to get up on out of here. I appreciate Big Homie Sunny for pulling up on us.
Nah, Appreciate y'all.
Give me an Instagram so they can follow you, keep in touch with everything
you
got going on.
It's Sunny MF, man. You can follow me at SUNI.MF on all social media platforms. You know what I mean? With the big homies. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Big homie JoJo, big homie Sunny. We gone.